Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 59 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In less than 2 weeks, voters across the country will be making a decision about who they want to lead the country, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. They have both been campaigning nonstop in the run-up to Election Day. Also in less than 2 weeks, voters in 10 states will have the chance to make their voices heard about abortion access in their states. ABC Senior Washington reporter Devin Dwyer with more on what's at stake.
If these measures are approved, they would be guaranteeing access in those states up to fetal viability. That's about 24 weeks. And it would be much harder to change the law if it's written into the Constitution. If these amendments are not approved, not passed, and not adopted, then the bans would likely remain in place for some time. So a lot on the line.
An international conference for Lebanon in Paris has raised $1 billion in pledges for humanitarian and military support to help those displaced by the war between Israel and Hezbollah, the U.S. pledging $135 million for Palestinians in Gaza. This is Nova Scotia, Canada. A TV twist ahead of sentencing for a killer in New York.
When Corey Martin wanted to know how to cover up a grisly crime and dispose of a murder victim's dismembered body, he turned to television, watching The First 48 and Dexter for tips.
I like doing things properly.
Martin will be sentenced in Brooklyn federal court for murdering a sex worker, Brandy Odom, as part of a life insurance scam. Prosecutors have asked for a life sentence. Odom's head and naked torso were found at a park in 2018. Her arms and legs were discovered nearby. Martin acted as Odom's pimp, and prosecutors said he plotted a further profit from her by taking out a life insurance policy and then murdering her to collect the proceeds. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Some of the most popular weight loss drugs on the planet may also hold a key to fighting Alzheimer's. Researchers from the School of Medicine at Case Western now say the active ingredient in drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy might reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease, but they warn a lot more research is needed. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
afternoon. It is a sunny 59 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for some early sunshine, then clouds moving in, turning mild and a bit breezy with a high of 66. Tonight, cloudy with a 90% chance of rain by late evening, maybe a few rumbles of thunder. Up to a half inch of rain is possible with a low of 45. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 61. In Richland Center, after a low of 25, we're at our high so far for the day of 59 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wildfire danger around Wisconsin is high to very high. Catherine Cooley is the DNR's wildfire prevention specialist. She notes many people are preparing their properties for the upcoming deer season.
So we're seeing an uptick in the number of equipment fires right now. Folks are operating, you know, chainsaws and UTVs and using lawnmowers, and these are causing some sparks, or these hot exhaust systems. And they're happening kind of in more remote areas, more natural areas, and they're kind of sneaking around, and we're not getting to them because we don't know that they're happening. And then they kind of evolve into larger fires.
Exhaust sparks can easily start a fire in dry grass and brush.
And obviously, if you do cause a fire, the best thing to do is to call 911 immediately and get those professionals out there as quickly as possible, because if we can keep that fire small, we can put it out pretty quickly.
Cooley says there are steps you can take to lessen the risk of starting a fire.
We typically have lesser winds and higher humidity in the morning or late in the evening. So, you know, if you could try to avoid operating equipment in the peak of that fire day, so kind of that 1 to 4 o'clock is really when we really see the winds really gusting and that humidity kind of bottom out. You know, have a fire extinguisher handy or water source.
For the most current fire danger situation, search Wisburn on the DNR homepage. Nearly 100,000 people cast early ballots on the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reported 97,436 in-person absentee ballots Tuesday, with long lines in Madison and Milwaukee. That compares to 79,774 ballots cast the first day of in-person absentee voting 4 years ago. That heavy turnout slowed down the WisVote system, and Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs posted that the computer service space. The commission worked with the State Department of Enterprise Technology to create more computer server space. State Republican and Democratic Party officials have encouraged early voting, and Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz joined former President Barack Obama at a Madison rally Tuesday to urge supporters of Vice President Kamala Harris to cast their ballots early. Vance will be back in Wisconsin next week. The Trump campaign says Vance will speak in Racine Monday. He's expected to criticize Vice President Kamala Harris on economic issues while touting former President Donald Trump's plan for the economy. Vance was in Waukesha just last weekend, and his Racine even will be just days after Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, was also in Racine. The stop marks Vance's sixth trip to Wisconsin. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. continues his quest to be taken off Wisconsin's presidential ballot. Wednesday, Kennedy asked the U.S. Supreme Court to remove him from the ballot in the battleground state. Kennedy argued in his long-shot emergency request that Wisconsin is violating his First Amendment rights by keeping his name on the ballot, which is already being used for early voting in the state. Kennedy suspended his independent presidential campaign in August to endorse former President Donald Trump. While asking for his name to be removed from ballots in battleground states, Kennedy has encouraged supporters to vote for him in other states. One of the hallmarks of American elections is that there's a lot of waiting. The 2020 presidential contest, for example, wasn't called until 4 days after the election. As we look ahead to the 2024 election, we can expect some more waiting on election night. There's no national body that administers the election, so every state, plus the District of Columbia, gets to decide how they run their elections, and they all do things a little differently. As people watch the results on election night, it's important to understand that these rules can mean different candidates take the lead at different times, and that tabulating final results can take days and even weeks. Voters can expect to be in suspense in several swing states that will determine who wins the White House. In Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, for instance, mail ballots are not opened until Election Day, which extends the vote counting process. Most states with mail voting allow ballots to be opened several days before Election Day and tallied ahead of time. That's why some states with a lot of mail ballots, like Georgia, report their results faster. Other states that rely heavily on mail can no longer, however. In Arizona, voters can drop off a mail ballot as late as the time polls close on Election Day, and a recent law in Nevada allows ballots that are mailed on Election Day and arrive a couple of days later to be counted. In recent elections, misinformation has spread in places where election officials have taken days to release a complete ballot count. Experts and election officials say state laws are a factor and that time and labor are necessary to process and correctly tabulate ballots. A human case of West Nile virus in western Wisconsin. Public health officials say the case was confirmed in Eau Claire County. It's the county's only case so far this year and will likely remain the only one as mosquito season winds down. West Nile is transmitted by mosquito bites and can be dangerous to people with weakened immune systems or other complications. Across the country, children are facing more mental health challenges than ever before. Now the state superintendent wants to give schools more resources. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The state superintendent is asking for millions of dollars to go towards students' mental health. Jill Underley announced she's requesting more than $300 million in the next biennial budget to support kids. 6 in 10 Wisconsin students reported having some sort of mental health challenge over the last year. Under her plan, each district would get an extra $100 per student to spend on mental health programs and infrastructure. Now, that's just one part of the budget request for the Department of Public Instruction for the 2025 through 27 school years. The rest of the proposal will be released next month.
State and federal efforts to connect people with disabilities to meaningful career opportunities achieved a new milestone in Wisconsin, setting a record high for the number of working-age individuals employed, according to the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau. The achievement celebrated recently follows years of investments in the Career Pathways Advancement Initiative, which has received more than $20 million in Disability Innovation Fund grants since 2021. Data from the American Community Survey, released by the U.S. Census Bureau, reveals that Wisconsin achieved a record high of 189,194 working-age individuals with disabilities employed in 2023. This marks the second consecutive year of record high employment for workers with disabilities in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association recognized Representative Tony Kurtz for his support of public safety and Next Generation 911 this week in an award presentation at the Lynx Network's office in Camp Douglas. Representative Kurtz received the WSTA Excellence in Legislative Leadership Award, recognizing his role in authoring NG911 cost recovery legislation for telecommunications providers, which was signed into law as 2023 Wisconsin Act 222 in March of 2024. WSTA Executive Director Bill Esbeck said that Kurtz's leadership was critical in passing this legislation that will allow telecommunications providers to recover their ongoing cost associated with facilitating the next generation 911 system. The cost recovery will ensure upkeep of the new system by providing the funding needed for expenses such as equipment, database management, and the routing of the 911 calls, all of which now fall on the state's telecommunications providers. Next Generation 911 is a new emergency calling system that improves the efficiency and accuracy of emergency calls by routing them over a digital internet protocol-based system, replacing the analog 911 infrastructure that's been in place for decades. The transition to this new system requires telecommunications providers like Lynx Networks to make significant investments in their networks to meet the new technical standards of the 9G or the NG911 system. While cost recovery is in place for the initial system upgrades, there was no ongoing NG911 cost recovery for service providers for expenses such as equipment, database management, and the routing of the 911 calls. The legislation authored by Representative Kurtz acknowledges the cost burden that NG911 places on Wisconsin telecommunications providers and allows providers to recover these ongoing costs. The National Federation of Independent Business presented Wisconsin Senator Joan Balwig with its 2024 Guardian of Small Business Award. NFIB's Guardian Award recognizes leaders who stand up for and advocate on behalf of small businesses. It is NFIB's most prestigious legislative award. Senator Balwig is a small business owner and NFIB member. She was selected for the award by a panel of small business owners from across the state. NFIB Wisconsin is the leading small business association in the Badger State, advocating on behalf of its members in both Madison and Washington, D.C. The newest train route to go through Wisconsin has hit a milestone less than 6 months in. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new Amtrak line that just launched earlier this year has already had 100,000 riders. The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago with stops throughout Wisconsin. La Crosse, Tomah, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. People riding on the Borealis line today got a free drink and a 100 grand bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that the route is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years two trains leave from the cities to Chicago every day. The Borealis line just launched in May of this year.
It's 59 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Tired of your old, worn down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
It's a sunny 59 degrees in Richland Center. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
20 years ago, President Bush, campaigning in southwestern Wisconsin, gives a campaign speech at Richland Center High School, dated October 26, 2004. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Selena.com, campaigning for re-election in the fall of 2004, on October 26th, then-President George W. Bush on that day made stops in Onalaska, then an unannounced stop at the Sylvan T. Farms, owned by John and Connie Turgeson, in northwestern Richland County, and then on to Richland Center. The afternoon included another speech in Cuba City and concluded in Dubuque, Iowa, when then they returned to Washington, D.C. The president and his wife, Laura, along with their entourage, were transported by motor coach buses on Highway 14 from La Crosse to Richland Center on Highway 80 South on to Cuba City. The president spoke at 11:43 a.m. at Richland Center High School. In his remarks, he referred to then-Mayor Rita Kidd of Richland Center, Dale Schultz, who was campaigning for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, his wife Rachel, who was the district administrator at Richland School District, and John Clare, the principal of Richland Center High School. The president's speech was about focus on the economy. On stage with President Bush, including having discussions with them, the following four citizens: Corey Knabel, a new homeowner; Eric Soy, president of Seats Incorporated; Margie Siemens, a working mom covering child tax credits; and Jim Greeley, a small business owner. If you're interested in checking out more information on this article, look at the October issue of the Achy Breaky News letter. In the insert section, a full 4-page article is featured. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Richland Center making the Guinness Book of World Records. That history made 8 years ago.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
The American Red Cross continues to work to restock critically needed blood products. Donors are encouraged to make an appointment to give now to help keep the blood supply stable. A blood drive is being held this afternoon until 5:30 at First Baptist Church in New Lisbon. Two blood drives will be held tomorrow from 10 to 3 at Grace Lutheran Church in Dodgeville and from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to take action to help bats during International Bat Week, which runs today through October 31st and throughout the year. Bats are some of the most gentle, valuable, and mysterious animals in our neighborhoods. They are vital to many ecosystems and have significant positive environmental, economic, and public health benefits. Insectivorous bats consume large numbers of agricultural pests, saving farmers and foresters billions yearly. A bat helps control bugs in your backyard by eating up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects per hour and up to the equivalent of its body weight every night. Of the 8 bats found in Wisconsin, 4 are state-threatened species. The big brown bat, little brown bat, northern long-eared bat, which is also federally endangered, and tricolored bat, and 1, the silver-haired bat, is of special concern, meaning the population is declining and in need of conservation action. The decline of bats in Wisconsin is primarily due to white nose syndrome, caused by a fungus that attacks the bare skin of bats during hibernation. The disease exhausts their energy stores and leaves them vulnerable to starvation before their insect diet becomes available in the spring. In 2014, white nose syndrome was first detected in the state at a large hibernation site that was home to 1,000 little brown bats. By 2018, the population there had dwindled to only 9 individuals. While recent Wisconsin Bat Program survey counts show rebounding numbers at some significant hibernation sites across the state, there's still a long way to go. Despite recent glimmers of population recovery in little brown bats, hibernating bats are still stressed by white nose syndrome each winter. Help take care of these valuable mammals in your area by taking a few simple steps. Learn how you can build your own bat house, participate in an International Bat Week event, plant native plants that are foundational to a healthy backyard ecosystem, control burdock on your property, which can fatally entangle bats and small songbirds. After burdock has gone to seed, avoid composting, which may allow it to spread. Maintain an insecticide and herbicide-free yard. They can harm bats through the food they eat. And in outbuildings and basements frequented by bats, keep buckets overturned or on their sides to avoid trapping bats and other small mammals. For more information about bats, visit the Wisconsin DNR's Frequently Asked Questions webpage. Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center will host a Halloween pool party Saturday. Enjoy music, popcorn, food and refreshments, swimming, and the new pool inflatables. Kyle Ewing is the assistant director at Simon's.
Kind of like obstacles where you can climb. I mean, they've got hundreds, if not thousands, of options of different things you can choose and pick from to buy. And, I mean, you can jump off. Like, one of them is like about 4 or 5 feet in the air. So you can jump off and jump in the water from there. It's It's actually called a subway. So it's got like a top dome where you can climb on top, jump off, but you can also be underneath while people are climbing on top.
The public is invited to attend the Halloween party at Simon's this Saturday from 2 to 5. Cost of admission is free for members and $5 for non-members. National Drug Take Back Day is Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Justice coordinates the effort to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal of prescription medications while also educating the public about the potential for abuse of these medications. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host drug take-back sites in Grant, Richland, and Sauk counties. The Grant County Sheriff's Office will get an early start on National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Grant County will hold a collection Friday between the hours of 9 and 11:30 at Grant County Elderfest, located at the Grant County Fairgrounds Youth and Ag Building in Lancaster. The Richland Center Police Department will be hosting a local Drug Take Back Day event Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Police Department. If you are unable to attend Drug Take Back Day, permanent drop boxes to dispose of unwanted medications properly are located at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Viola Village Hall. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host 3 drug take back sites in Sauk County. The Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 to noon, and the Spring Green Police Department and Plain Municipal Office, both from 10 to 2. For Sauk County residents that cannot attend Drug Take Back Day, medications can be dropped off at year-round drug take back sites at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, and police departments in Lake Delton, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Spring Green, and Wisconsin Dells. Accepted items include any prescription or over-the-counter medication, including capsules, creams, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, pills, vials, and liquids in original containers, and vapes with removable batteries. Not accepted are aerosol cans, anything containing blood or bodily fluids, batteries, cosmetics, eyeglasses, household hazardous waste, iodine-containing medications, thermometers, personal care products, vapes and e-cigarettes with built-in batteries. All accepted items must be in sealed containers or Ziploc bags. For security, people are encouraged to black out their names and other personal information listed on prescription labels with a marker. It's 60 degrees in Richland Center at 12:32. Today's vital statistics are next.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
It's 26 minutes before 1 o'clock and 60 degrees in Richland Center on this Thursday, October 24th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin is survived by her daughter, Candy Jo Sanchez, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Ruth Martin, Rosie and Richard Strait, and Josephine Kalinsky. Special nieces, Helen Chavez, Corinna Kosherik, and Cindy Zastro. Special nephew, Conrad Kosherik. Special friends, Keith Rako and Angel Faye Rako. Other relatives and friends, Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau. Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Advent Christian Church, Laval. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials are preferred in lieu of flowers. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family with arrangements. Dale Olson is survived by his wife, Amy, daughter, Autumn, of Reedsburg, his mother, Margaret, of Waniwok, mother and father-in-law, Peter and Sherelle Hartleben of Bondwell, sister Julie Olson of Reedsburg, two brothers, Paul Olson of Reedsburg, and Jerry and Sarah Olson of Waniwok, brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, Craig and Megan Hartleben of Bondwell, and Todd and Nicole Hartleben of Shawano, nieces and nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and many friends. Dale J. Olson, 50, of Reedsburg. Carter Matthew Hies, 20, of Rural Hill Point, died suddenly Monday from injuries received in an automobile accident near Bear Valley. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. Survivors of Carter Hies include his mother, Brenda Von Baron of Lockhart, Texas, his father, Matt Cast of Janesville, two sisters, Jade and Benjamin Pacheco of Elroy, and Zeta Ludwig of Richland Center, grandparents, Emmett Jr. and Susan Hies of Gays Mills, and Mark and Jan Cast of Hill Point, great-grandmothers, Evelyn Parrish of New Lisbon, and Ellen Hies of Bell Center, five aunts and uncles, best friend Tate Rosenbaum, many cousins, other relatives, and friends. Carter Matthew Hies, 20, of Rural Hill Point. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Main is survived by her husband Chris, son Joshua Main and Maley Bile of Boscobel, many nieces and nephews, other relatives, and friends. Tina Marie Main, 63, of Boscobel.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Here's
Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jay and Becca Makovec and Frank and Linda Waslick. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, quiet weather conditions persist across the area today so far. We are seeing some high-level cloudiness approach the region from the northwest, part of a front that's running from northern Minnesota down to Nebraska. A few showers associated with that will gradually slide our way and should bring us a nice rainfall tonight, perhaps as much as a quarter to a half inch, and that'll be ending before daybreak tomorrow. We are going to have seasonal temperatures tomorrow and some gusty winds, so have the coat handy. Saturday looks like a nice day, plenty of sunshine with lighter winds. Sunday, though, the south winds start to increase, and it could be quite windy early next week, but temperatures warming quite a bit as well, getting about 25 degrees above normal. We do expect another chance of some widely scattered showers off and on for the first two or three days of next week. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. A forecast for the rest of today, look for sunny to partly cloudy skies, mild and breezy with highs in the mid-60s, south wind between 7 and 15. Tonight, cloudy with a 90% chance of rain by late evening, possibly a few rumbles of thunder, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy and breezy, high 61, northwest wind between 10 and 20. Heading into Sunday, mostly sunny, just a bit warmer, also turning breezy for the afternoon, low 31 with a high of 63. Monday, mostly cloudy, windy and mild with a small chance of light showers, low 42 with a high of 68. Tuesday, variably cloudy, breezy and warm, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm during the day with higher chances at night, lows in the 50s, highs in the mid-70s. And Wednesday, mainly cloudy, not as warm, showers are possible, low in the mid-50s with a high near 65 degrees. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 60 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 60, our low this morning was 25. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 60. The record high for this date was set in 1953 at 83 degrees. The record low 15 was set in 1960. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 57. Sunset tonight will be at 6:05 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:27. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northwest winds at 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.0 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 60 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Good nutrition is a lifelong pursuit, and not that hard to do. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Dr. Priscilla Posse yesterday as she discussed how important nutrition is in early childhood and beyond. Posse is a pediatrician and a board member of the National Medical Association. In a recent episode of the Dairy Defined podcast from the National Milk Producers Federation, she touted the value of dairy.
We've seen how dairy is important to development in children. From birth to 2 years old, that is the most optimal time, right, when children's brains are developing. And dairy has a lot of minerals and vitamins that support that. It's great. Bone development. We've seen improvement in skin. So teenagers, yes, if you're taking dairy, it's going to help your acne. It can even help your mood.
Posse says the nutritional benefits of dairy, along with other healthy foods, follow us as we age, reducing the risk of chronic diseases such as diabetes and high blood pressure.
Foods that are going to provide us energy, that are going to provide us nutrients, that are going to maintain us throughout our lifespan. And so when you're reaching for that dairy, what are the other foods that you can have that promote that nutrition? So fruits, vegetables, healthy grains, and protein. And that really should set your foundation for physical health and mental wellness.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above-ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. A beef specialist says the fall drought has cattle producers looking for grazing alternatives to pasture. Travis Meter with University of Illinois Extension says producers can turn to corn stalks
to graze what's left of the corn and mainly the husk and maybe a little bit of leaf. We can stock those cows at about one cow or even two cows per acre for a 30-day grazing.
He says some supplemental nutrients might be needed. A regional soybean processing facility isn't concerned about seed supplies for 2025 despite a difficult growing season, as Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp reports.
Dan Wordish is the site manager for the Bayer Commercial Soybean Production Plant near Redwood Falls, Minnesota, which packages nearly 3 million seed bags that get distributed to about a dozen Midwestern states each year.
We don't have any concerns in supply. We grow enough to mitigate any risk that may happen in a growing season.
DeKalb Asgrow, technical agronomist, Steve Stephen Regan tells Brownfield contract growers dealt with weather extremes this year.
Certainly been unique. We started out with the wettest spring that we've had on record in western Minnesota, and we finished with the driest beginning to fall on record in western Minnesota.
The Bayer soybean production facility footprint consists of 870 fields across 190 different seed growers. Near Redwood Falls, Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Thanks, Mark. Last week was a big week for U.S. corn and soybean export sales. USDA says sales of both corn and beans were up sharply on the week and considerably larger than average, driven by seasonal supply trends and a decline in price. Mexico led the way on corn, while China was a big buyer for soybeans. Beef, wheat, sorghum, soybean oil, and cotton also saw week-to-week improvements. USDA is reporting a few new U.S. export sales today. Unknown destinations bought nearly 200,000 tons of U.S. soybeans and 165,000 tons of U.S. corn, while Japan picked up more than 225,000 tons of U.S. corn. Donors have helped provide more than 18,000 blue jackets to FFA members in need through the national FFA organization's Give the Gift of Blue program. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from Indianapolis.
President of the Catawba Ridge FFA chapter, Gianna Hiltz, is one of those recipients.
To get that fully paid through the Gift of Blue program is amazing, and also it's just so amazing to like see all the unity here and see how people come together so much.
The Gift of Blue program began in 2014. And a donation of $85 provides a member with a jacket and tie or scarf. From the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Thanks, Erin. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are weak at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been pretty quiet this week. Bids have surfaced today at $188 to $189 live in the south and $186 to $188 live in the north. Asking prices are at $190 plus live in the south, but still haven't been established in the north. Some business could develop yet today, but significant trade volume may hold out until Friday, especially with those cattle on feed numbers out tomorrow afternoon. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.05 at $320.36. Select is 68 cents lower at $295.09. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, the best test on yearling steers, 850 to 900 pounds, were $2 higher. The best test on yearling heifers, 800 to 849 pounds, and 900 to 949 pounds, were $3 to $5 higher, with instances of up to $8 higher on heifers, 800 to 849 pounds. Steer and heifer calves were not well compared. The USDA says demand was good to very good for loads and packages of yearlings. Most of the yearlings were off grass, with flesh mostly moderate to moderate plus. Quality on calves varied, but there were more attractive calves offered this week. Feeder supply included 47% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 601 to 647 pounds, brought $283.50 to $300. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 703 to 746 pounds, brought $249 to $259.50. Cash hogs are weak at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts throughout the week and may have most of their needed numbers on hand. While overall demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, export sales this week showed a significant decline. The industry continues to monitor the inconsistencies in domestic demand and its impact on prices. Supplies of market-ready hogs remain ample. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down 16 cents with a weighted average of 75.35. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $56 to $68. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were lower at midday, down 82 cents at $97.40. Bellies are sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hog futures are lower, soybeans, corn, and cattle are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition and delivering more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up modestly. Export sales were up sharply on the week, with Unknown buying another 198,000 tons on Thursday morning. U.S. harvest conditions are favorable, and while planting has picked up steam in South America, it is still slower than normal. November beans are up 5 1/4 at 10.02 and 3 quarters. January's 4 higher at 10.09. December bean meal's down 380 at 311.20. December bean oil's up 97 at 44.36. Corn's higher. Weekly sales were strong, and Japan and Unknown both bought U.S. corn ahead of the open. The trade's also monitoring U.S. harvest activity and the planting in Argentina and Brazil. December corn's up 4 1/4 at 4.23 1/4. March is 4 1/2 higher at 4.36 1/2. And wheat's mixed. Rainfall chances continue to look mixed for U.S. winter wheat growing areas. Harvest is about to get underway in parts of Argentina and Australia. December Chicago's up 2 1/4 at 5.80 3/4. December Kansas City's down 1 1/4 at 5.84 1/4. December Minneapolis wheat's a penny lower at 6.14 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are up, watching direct business develop ahead of Friday's cattle on feed numbers. Trades light so far, mostly $2 higher than a week ago on the live basis in the South. Most active December lives up 95 at 188.82, and January feeders are $1.30 higher at 245.12. And hogs are lower, pressured by these steady to lower cash, the lower midday pork, and bearish weekly export sales numbers. December lean's $1.52 lower at 78.65. February's down 72 at 82.67. Crude oil continues to flirt with that $70 mark. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
All proteins aren't the same. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Early recommendations from the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee have suggested that consumers increase their consumption of plant-based proteins and cut back on red meat consumption. Registered dietitian with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Shailene McNeil, says that recommendation doesn't match up with the science and could be problematic.
Beans offer fiber and important nutrients, but they don't replace the nutrients that beef provides. In fact, red meats like beef are high-quality protein. It's bioavailable nutrients like iron, so you really need maybe both of those foods in your diet, but we shouldn't be substituting one for the other. One of the things I often teach as a registered dietitian is not all proteins are created equal. So beef is considered high-quality protein. A serving of beef has 2 to 3 times less calories than a serving of beans. So if you put that trade-off towards beans, you're going to require more calories, you're going to get a lesser quality protein, less nutrients, and that's just not the direction we're trying to get people to move in to get a healthier diet.
And she tells Brownfield the recommendations put some of the most vulnerable at risk for nutrient gaps, thinking older Americans, adolescent girls, women of childbearing age, and young children in the developmental stages. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Checkoff Check-In.
Executive Director Brenda Damrow-Gudex joins us. Brenda, what does the checkoff do?
The checkoff helps support the programming of the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board. When we think about programming, it's not just the marketing that you see when we think about our clean water advertising that you've probably seen at the local airports. It's more than that. It's really the meat of our organization. And meat, it actually does promote. When we think about the work that we do with groups like the U.S. Meat Export Federation to expand the markets for beef and pork throughout the world. So we're funding programs that they are doing over in Asian countries or in South and Central America. We also work with groups like the U.S. Grains Council. That is helping our Wisconsin corn farmers right here in our state.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from Timsec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Good sale today and big crowd. We need round bales of hay. We have plenty of people looking. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Call